What's up? What's up? Hello to you, friends. Hello. What a great day it is today. At last. The ear beatings are either going to get infinitely worse for everyone in my life, or they're going to stop. Because today is the day, friends. At last. At last. NASA got around to releasing pictures of 3-Eye fucking Atlas. And I can't even imagine if you could quantify the hours of ear beatings that people like me have been giving people all over the world. I watch the threads. It's insane. The number of people speculating about what this strange comet is. And I don't even want to think about the hot tubs, man. I don't even want to think about the stoned hot tubs with some stinky fucking hippie talking about it's a spaceship or whatever it is. Because I know that's all I've been doing. I've been doing it to my wife, been doing it to my kids. And this is it, man. NASA is going to release images of whatever this strange fucking thing is, the thing that Avi Loeb, astrophysicist, has been speculating could be some kind of technology. Now, many people, of course, the debunkers, have come out in a kind of ear-beating battle. Two great forces meeting on the fields of battle on Reddit, just fighting it out, no matter what. A leaked picture, a picture that seems like it could be real, something Avi Loeb says, another strange anomaly detected from it. Instantaneously, a heroic debunker will land in any thread, knowing full well what will happen if they push back against the narrative that this is an alien, man, and they do it. So you got on one side the heroic debunkers, but then on the other side, you've got people like me. People who are idiots. People like me who, I don't think we're idiots. We know something. And what we know is that inevitably, eventually, probably, some shit is going to come out of that beautiful abyss above us. And it's not going to be a meteor. It's not going to be a comet. We watch Ancient Aliens. We love Graham Hancock. We fall asleep looking at petroglyphs, wondering how the fuck are there the same symbols on different continents, etched into the earth, inscribed in ancient temples. We think about Göbekli Tepe, whatever the fuck it's called. We speculate. We try to summon orbs. We watch those boring-ass UAP hearings. And for us, we think just maybe we won the terrestrial lottery. And that lottery is you get to be here when one of the great ships is finally spotted in the sky. It could happen. Probably won't happen. Might have happened based on a lot of unverified leaks that I've read. It could be anything. To bring everyone up to speed who might not be somehow has missed this story, even though if you ask me, it's the only fucking story to be paying attention to. Get your head out of that Jeffrey Epstein bullshit. Who cares? Yeah, they're going to fucking release something. They're going to redact everything. It's going to be covered in black fucking lines. It's not going to be anything. But this thing, see, here's the issue. Now, this thing is finally getting close enough to Earth that just regular telescopes have started taking pictures of it. And so this is, at the very least, probably something of an embarrassment, I guess, to NASA. Because I'll look it up in a second. There's a YouTube channel. This guy lives in Texas, lives right down the street. And he got some really good footage of Atlas. Now, I don't know if you guys saw that or not. Maybe you could find that while I'm yapping, Josh. Look up like I don't know, man. What, astronomer in Texas? I'll help you fight it. But it's an interesting thing. Here's the problem. The comet seems to have qualities that do not match what we've observed in other comets. This is, I feel like, pretty agreed upon on both sides of the aforementioned battle. The debunkers are like, yeah, okay, that doesn't mean anything. It just might be something we haven't seen before. That's cool though, in its own right. But the essence of the thing is it has what's known as an anti-tail. Now, comets usually have are covered in ice. They're covered in stuff that once it gets into the heliosphere, it starts burning off. And as it burns off, that creates the beautiful comet tail that we all know about. But for some reason, this thing doesn't seem to have that tail, or the tail that it does have is going out of the front, which doesn't make any sense. All that being said, there's other anomalies related to the could be non-gravitational acceleration. It basically went behind the sun. And the problem is non-gravitational acceleration doesn't necessarily mean ion thrusters. It could also mean it lost mass and then went faster. But apparently the acceleration doesn't match the, I don't know. This is where I skim at this point when I'm reading this stuff. I just see anomaly and it's changed its color a few times. It seems to be, they're detecting cyanide in whatever the fuck is coming off of it, which is something that theoretically you might detect if there was something on it that was doing some kind of manufacturing, making something. We don't know is the main thing. And the reason so many of us on the non-debunker side of the battlefield are so up in arms is because NASA theoretically got images of this fucking thing and didn't release the images. Avi Loeb was coming at them online, make me look like an asshole. Show me these images. NASA didn't release them. And so today is the day NASA apparently is going to show us some kind of shit. Now, my guess is that we are going to see a sky dragon. That's what I think it is. A beautiful sky dragon. One of the dragons prophesized in the book of Revelation. This was prophesized. The Hopis predicted it. But also, it's very possible that's an old one, man. That's an ancient one. And this, Josh, what you're doing there is what I've been doing. And so I am now familiar with all the bullshit ones and the real ones. And I'll see if I can find, you know what? I think I know how to find the astronomers one, because I sent it for some reason. I sent it to my wife and just was thinking,
is this it?
He actually got the movement of the thing, which is pretty cool.
Oh, so it's video.
Well, yeah, it's a YouTube channel. And again, this guy lives in Texas, and he's been doing an astronomy channel forever. So it's not like one of these new YouTube channels that just popped up. And
is his name Ray?
Oh yeah, that's him. Ray, okay, so let's give him credit so people can let's post a link to his channel so I'm not being a complete dick. It's Ray's Astrophotography. And go give him a subscribe, man. This guy, this sweet guy, has just got this. I don't think that's a basic bitch telescope. Are you showing it right now?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a basic bitch telescope. I wouldn't be able to operate that fucking thing. It's a fairly advanced telescope that he's got to run all the images and stuff through his computer. You could just skip towards the end. He basically shows the process he uses to get the sort of animation so you can see it.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to play the sound?
I don't play the sound. I don't care. Maybe play the sound. Sure, why not? Who gives a fuck? Play the sound. Let him fucking...
Using is called PixInsight. It's a very expensive program. It's only good for astrophotographers. And there's a bit of learning curve using this program.
Do you think he's stoned?
Now when I see this comet, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
And if I...
I'm very stoned. I would be. If I had that telescope, I'd never stop smoking.
The first picture is no good. It's not focused
I don't have
well,
a telescope.
So I'll start with the second one. Yeah. So
okay,
he's
keeping ahead. It's cool because he's kind of showing
so
what he's doing.
The comet.
But and we don't.
So that's Comet 3.
There it is. Look at that. There it is. It spins, and it doesn't have a fucking tail.
I don't know. It looks to me like it is circling, tumbling, and most asteroids and comets do that. When they are in the space, they either revolve around or tumble. Yeah, it looks like it's a giant rock tumbling, circling with all the coma it is going in the sky.
Yeah.
But no tail, not like a comet. So this is an interstellar comet. This is my first interstellar object, by the way. I never took pictures of this before. So if you are new to this channel, please subscribe to my channel. You are seeing...
Subscribe to him, you guys.
The actual picture of...
I'll subscribe
Comet
to him
right Atlas. Not CGI, not
okay,
artificial,
stop it.
Not...
So what's crazy about this, and this guy, he got the best view of whatever the fuck this thing is, and he did it before NASA released it. Now, you know, in the defense of NASA, they don't just, you know, they're not like us. You take a picture of some cool shit, you put it on the gram right away. There's teams that look at it and analyze it, make sure that it's like, I don't know, make sure that it's like legit, I guess. But it's just, it's not any one thing that's gotten all of us worked up into a froth. It's a combination of things. It's the anomalies, which I'll go through and read some of them to you. It's that NASA didn't release the images when they definitely had images, probably because of the government shutdown. It's the Avi Loeb fanning the flames of this. And so, yeah, we don't know. We don't know. That's the main thing. And when you don't know and you're like me, you project your deepest hopes and fears on it. Because really the thing is like, do we really want to be visited by a fucking mothership? You know what I mean? Like, is that real? Or, like, do we really want to deal with that? Would you want to, you know, you don't know what it is, Josh. You don't want that thing to show up at your doorstep.
Not at my doorstep, but that would be cool within my lifetime to have, you know, another species visit us.
Well, I mean, yeah, it would be cool if they were nice. It'd be cool if they were like the Lyrians or whatever. I think, which one? They're the Lyrians or the cats? The Nordics.
Or if they're weak and we just fuck them up.
Why would you want to fuck them up?
Because they're weak.
Well, okay. I mean, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You know, and that's why we don't get spaceships, Josh.
Yeah, I know.
That's why we don't get them, because people like you want to fuck them up.
They were in the wrong hood.
Well, you know what? Maybe we're in the wrong fucking hood. It's called third planet from the fucking sun. This jacket is so stupid.
People like it.
I had to wear something. We're finally getting the three-eye Atlas pics, guys. But, you know, the main thing is, in exactly 30 minutes, probably millions of stoners are going to get incredibly disappointed. And I'm one of them. Because I don't know. I don't even know if, like, NASA already hasn't released the images. Why do they need to? Like, who gives a fuck? If they did detect something anomalous, then just, and they think we shouldn't know about it, then just don't release it. They already did, you know, but maybe it is because it's getting close enough to Earth that people are going to start getting video of it. I'm going to respond to some moments in the chat here. Suave Pebble says, I wish I had crazy jacket money. This jacket was $50, maybe $60. I mean, I know that's not exactly cheap, but I appreciate that you think this was an expensive jacket. It was not. It was not. I think it was $50, which doesn't make sense to me. It should be worth more than that. To me, it sparkles. But yeah, Joe, we are going to do the NASA live stream as soon as it comes up. Where is it at right now, Josh? Take a look and see if they're doing a pre-show. Maybe they're doing like a somebody's warming up for them.
No, it says 33 minutes. I have the notification on.
Okay, great. Great. But yeah, we don't, the main thing is we have no idea what it is, but it's just another moment of weirdness in an already incredibly weird period for humanity. That's all. It's just, you know, one of the things. And that I don't want to be in a cauldron of weird, but we all are. I mean, not only do we have NASA's about to show images of this thing, which is probably nothing, except it is something. It's the second interstellar comet that we've detected, I believe, maybe the third. So that's by itself is fucking nuts. And the fact that we're going to be getting like images of a thing that came from who knows where, it could be billions of years old. Just that by itself is amazing. And that's kind of one of the sad things, I think, which is why like astronomers, I think they do feel, I would, if I was a astrophysicist, a cosmologist, a space studying man, I don't know what you really call them. And like, you realize like they are not excited about the fact that we have the technology to get images of something that is not from this galaxy, that is behaving in ways we've never seen something behave before. That's not good enough for them. They want it to be a goddamn Klingon warship. That's got to be frustrating. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, scientists, they've gotten to the sort of, I guess you could call it a kind of Western Enlightenment, where they're already amazed by the situation as is. The situation as is amazing. They don't need that. Like, they don't need another level of amazement. It's the whole thing by itself is miraculous and incredible. So I have a lot of respect for them, even though they are probably censoring a lot of these images because they don't want us to know that we are part of a galactic confederation and that we have some kind of treaty with them that, you know, we're basically like cattle that gets sold to space, which is why human trafficking is the number one industry on the planet, I think. Will you look up, is human trafficking the number one industry on the planet, Josh? We're only a few weeks in, and the NBA season is already wild. Stars are going off. Rookies are making noise and the action doesn't stop. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is where you can get in on all of it. Don't forget, the Emirates NBA Cup is rolling along. Big moments, big matchups, and a whole lot on the line. Don't miss out. Jump in and bet on the action today. New customers bet just $5 and get $200 if your bet wins. Paid in bonus bets! Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Duncan. That's code Duncan. Bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets if your bet wins. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in Connecticut. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, pass through of per wager tax may apply in Illinois. 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. It's void in Ontario. Restrictions apply. Bet must win to receive bonus bets, which expire in 7 days. Minimum odds required. Additional terms at dkng.co/audio. Limited time offer. Pretty sure it is. I can't wear this thing. It's too fucking hot. Oh yeah, it's only $236 billion a year.
I like how it has risen.
It's up. Buy stocks in it. Even as the stock market crashes, the human trafficking market keeps going up and up and up. Why? I'll tell you why. Everybody thinks they're getting shipped off to different parts of the world, to islands. They're not. They're getting put in capsules and launched right into the fucking ships that are cloaked around their planet, our planet, but it's really theirs. They've owned this planet forever. We're just territory in the great imperial dynasty's vast star kingdom. And we have treaties. They give us their tech. We give them our ladies and our kids. We don't even ask. Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies, Zargon. Now give me that dithelium crystal cube. You can have this boy. That's what they do. For those of you just joining us, we're about to do a feed, NASA's feed revealing 3-eye Atlas images at last. Now let's pull up some of the bullshit images of 3-eye Atlas. I'll show you some. Josh, I'll find them.
Yeah, didn't China release some?
Okay, so I'll show you one that's like, there is so much. I just want to say this, and I really have no one, I honestly shouldn't talk, but some of y'all are not putting any kind of work in your fake ass fucking videos. You know, like you got to do a little better. I don't know if you guys followed that dude who said he had, essentially, like, there's this thing called the Booga sphere, which is some kind of metallic sphere. This dude said he found a cylinder. It looks kind of like a Tic Tac. He faked a video of him drilling the fucking thing, faked seeing an orb in a seizure, and people really bought it, which is shocking to me. Very little work was put into this, by the way. You must have been thrilled. But there's a lot of, like, bullshit images of 3-eye Atlas.
Is this real?
I think that's real, but the reason you can pull that up, but the reason it looks like that is it's not like a centipede. It's just because that's a bunch of different pictures of it.
Oh, okay.
Like that dude animated the pictures together. You know, the best place to get all the, like, there's a subreddit dedicated to this damn thing now. Let me see. If I could find it, and I'll see if I could find the fake images.
This one's from China, apparently.
Yeah, pull that one up.
It's a YouTube video.
I mean, just pull the image up. Also, you know, the other thing is, because of these fucking debunkers, it's really hard to find misinformation. And it's annoying. Let me find the bullshit. I know it's bullshit, but it's fun. But I understand, you know, after everybody fell for that, you just have to see it. It's some dude drilling into a fake-ass fucking Tic Tac. And the amount of people who were like, we got to identify him. I hope he's okay. It's really sad. So I kind of get it. Not everybody just instantly discounts everything like I do. I've got data nihilism. Like, I just assume it's probably not real, and I'm going to be disappointed. But then I still enjoy it.
Is that real?
I don't know. Okay, I'm sending you this one. Now, this, this is from Ray's astrophotography that we just watched, and somebody took a screenshot of, somebody just enlarged what he took a picture of him. Again, did they adjust it? Did they change it? I don't know. but this looks like a fucking pentagram. You know, that looks like it's got some kind of like cohesive star-like shape. I count 5 points, glowing light in the middle. But it's some pixelated thing. Who knows? Who knows how, if somebody just messed with it. And if you enlarge anything enough, it starts taking on form that isn't there. I don't know. But let me see if I can find the fit. So let's see. I think this is let me see here. Go to Reddit UFO for all the fake stuff and some real stuff. I frequent it quite often.
A lot of orbs.
You know, oh, here it is. Okay, I'm going to send you this. So this is a leak, and it's probably not real, but people have been sort of matching this up with actual images of the thing, and it sort of looks like it. But that being said, if you wanted to like add some thrusters to a comet, it's going to look like a comet. I'll send this to you. Check this out. Did any of you guys in the chat go to Skankfest this year? It was so fun.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. So this is the one it's probably bullshit. I believe someone looked up Cassandra Oracle Argus, and they're like, there's no Cassandra Oracle Argus. It looks like an AI generated it, but this got my stoner. This gave me a stoner boner for a second. But nah, probably not real. But wouldn't it be great if it was? We're now 20 minutes away from potentially all of human history being changed forever as we see the first picture of an alien mothership. We're about to show the live stream of NASA unveiling images of 3i Atlas. This could be it, friends. This could be it. This could cause an entire global paradigm shift. This could end all wars. This could be the beginning of a being ushered in to the galactic empire. But more likely, it's just a fucking big-ass stupid rock that caught the monkey's attention flying through space. Just a sad, lonely rock. I wonder if I can find this while we wait. This is something I just thought of and I made a long time ago.
What's the first thing you do if you do find out that it is aliens?
What?
What's the first thing that you do?
There's a lot of people I got to call and say, I told you so. A lot of people. Then after that, I forget about it. You know, it's just going to keep going. That's the other thing that's very possible. It just keeps going. Doesn't give a fuck. It's not like it's going to come back either. There's planets like ours all over the universe. And we just, it's just like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, kind of like when you're out in the woods and you see some nondescript tick-covered deer. They're not doing great. Emaciated. They're not like the beautiful deer. They're not like Bambi's. Just kind of shitty, flea-covered, tick-encrusted deer. You don't think about that ever again. They look at you like, Jesus, what the fuck is that? It's like a Bigfoot for them. But to you, it's like, I don't give a fuck. Easily could be that. We think we're so special just because we don't know that there's other planets like ours. But it could just be we're like mid, if that. We're just like a mid planet. This shit happens all the time. Some like DNA figures out a way to start self-replicating, and over time it turns into something that like is stupid and boring and can't get out of the gravity well and ends up destroying itself, and it's just nothing. It's like, you know, walk into Starbucks with my kid the other day. You know, you see a ant's nest. Very, like, amazing from the perspective of the ant. Towers, chimneys rising up out of a crack in a sidewalk. But, you know, my kid is like, whoa, an ant's nest. Can I knock it over? I'm like, no, you're going to get ants all over you. Let's just get some coffee. That could be it. That could be the conversation happening on the mothership right now. It's like, whoa, look at that. Damn, they really fucked up their planet. Wow, that's weird. It's so weird how these things don't realize they can't get off the planet. And they fuck it up every time. Well, whatever. Who cares? It's like the 50 millionth fucked up planet with dummies all over it. Could be that. The New Age dream is narcissistic. The channelers who think that the Pleiadians have communicated through humans to give us some divine message, like, they give a fuck. They were like, you see moss, you're not like, wow, let me try to communicate to that moss about the stock market. You just don't think about it. You just keep moving. You see a tree, you're not like, oh my God. If you do try to communicate with a tree, you're on mushrooms, and you can. Usually it's kind of sad, but you don't think about it much after that. Point is, like, we think we deserve to even be noticed. I don't know. It could just be that we kind of suck. Like, there's nothing that special that we're doing, especially if this thing actually is some kind of massive mothership siphoning solar flares off the sun. That was one of the weird things that happened. It's like, it was hit with, like, what, 3 solar flares? Mm-hmm. Like, just blasted it.
And we got hit with one too.
We got hit with one. We're fine. Oh my God. My wife really, like, it was great because, like, I was, like, sending her, babe, this is a serious thing, man. It's really bad. And then, like, she was trolling me so hard. Like, Duncan, did you hear the internet's down all over the world? But the thing did get hit with 3 solar flares, which is pretty insane. Massive solar flares hit this comet. That has broken up a lot of other comets, evaporated a lot of comets. This thing's fucking fine. It's another anomaly. Yeah, I think you could even... It absorbed an immense amount of energy from the sun, which may indicate it is... Oh, the statement is based on calculations by physicist Avi Loeb, who suggested that 3i Atlas absorbed an immense amount of energy from the sun, which may indicate it's not a natural object. According to his analysis, the amount of energy absorbed required an absorbing area much larger than expected for a natural comet, and the observed anti-tail also pointed towards the sun rather than away, which is unusual for a comet. So, just from his perspective... Like, if this, whatever this thing is so advanced that it can trigger solar flares, like, that's how it fuels itself. It just finds a star, gets the star to burp out shit at
it. That can't be real, right?
I don't know. Probably not. Want it to be. Looks cool, man. Little tower or something. I mean, there is that video. I'll find it to you and send it. One of my favorite, I love watching sun videos, by the way. Just watching plasma erupt from the sun is fucking cool. Seems like it's alive. But let me see if I can find this for you.
And it was on the opposite side of the sun when it absorbed it, right?
What's that?
It was on the opposite side of the sun. I was about to say the dark side of the sun.
The dark side of the sun. But the point being, if something's so advanced that it can trigger solar flares and just absorb energy from the sun, it is hubris to think it gives a fuck about us. Because if something is that advanced, any technological accomplishment we've achieved on the planet is dwarfed by that. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure people were, like, really excited when they figured out how to, like, throw rocks with a sling. Like, that was a big, terrible moment for a lot of people. And they were like, whoa, this is fucking advanced. Like, we used to just have to throw the rock and hit people. But if you put it, I don't know, if you put it in, like, dried skin, you can make it go faster. Holy shit. We can't reveal this to people. This is going to get a lot of people killed. They deserve to know. So, from the perspective of some advanced intelligence, we might be like that. Just like, oh, wow, they've like figured out how to sort of create like a some kind of something they call artificial intelligence, which is probably hilarious for an advanced species that we are calling anything intelligent, that we based on us. And that's a good question. Someone in the chat said, what? Oh, turn that shit off, whatever it is. Oh, come on, give me a break.
This is the video sent.
But keep playing. That's hilarious. See, wait, here we go. I don't even know if this is the right video, but just look at the sun, man. Even minus any of the shit. It's so beautiful, man. Just floating up there, big cheese ball. I don't know if this is it. This is, you don't, if you guys knew how many of these fucking videos I get clickbaited into a night, you would probably not be watching me. All right, forget it. 12 minutes and 47 seconds away from potentially seeing an alien mothership. 12 minutes away from not being able to look at our species the same way. 12 minutes away from so many phone calls to debunkers. 12 minutes away. More likely, 12 minutes away from abject and profound disappointment as we realize, yet again, we are just Gilligan's fucking island out here. Gilligan's Island. Just stuck out in the middle of fucking nowhere. You know, with a few oligarchs sort of trying to get off the planet. Barely. Like, not even put, I mean, you know, like, relative to, like, what we could be doing, which is the entire planet could figure out a way to commune together, and probably we could become a galactic spacefaring civilization. We're barely trying. Just a few mad scientists who are, like, they're also, like, getting, like, the $1 trillion bonuses. So when you're asking, like, what's the alien's consciousness like? Well, I could tell you the consciousness of the people who are trying to get off the fucking planet is fascinating, you know, from the perspective of, like, all the things you could be doing. And it's really kind of ominous, isn't it? You know, like, the logical conclusion one might draw, being stuck on a planet with a bunch of other super advanced monkey descendants, would be like, okay, guys, this blowing each other up thing, maybe we shouldn't do that. And we should just use the money we're using to blow each other up to see if we can get off this planet that has been hit by meteors so many times, gone through multiple massive catastrophes, many of which were uncertain of what caused them. So, you know, the good news is we're all going to get blown up, meaning that we don't really have to try to blow each other up right now because space is going to do that for us. So we're all going to get incinerated, probably, or our descendants will. So now that we know we have all lost from the sort of cosmic perspective, if losing means getting blown up, then we could just sort of maybe work together and we could do that. But no, that's not what's happening. What's happening is fucking Katy Perry is getting shot up in a tin can. That's it. That's it. And they act like they invented a fucking time machine. It's cool. Don't get me wrong, man. I'm not trying to be a defeatist. I love that we can land the rockets again. That's really cool. The space dick goes up, and now the space dick can come back down. So we've got a thrust pattern happening. as we try to impregnate space with our DNA, where it's the beginning thrusts or the space dicks. And so maybe we can get find a nice hole in the moon or something that we can, that it's got some shade that isn't getting blasted by the sun, and we can build a little geodesic sort of hotel. But we're not going there. You know, they're going to go there. No, unless you're an oligarch, the odds of you getting to go to some geodesic space paradise in a crater in the moon are fairly slim, unless you're getting trafficked. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. Imagine if fucking Epstein had a goddamn crater up there that he could fly a ship to. You're dude.
Epstein Planet?
Epstein Crater.
Oh.
Instead of an island, just some crater up on the moon that did we even break the law? I live on the moon now.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then on top, and then you're just, Epstein was into some kind of transhumanist breeding program. Did you know that? He wanted to spread his DNA for some reason. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not that hard to get a little breeding area of your moon crater fuck world and just grow your own humans to bang down.
Did he have kids?
No.
Oh.
No, he didn't have kids. You would think he had kids.
Yeah.
Because he loved kids so much. But this is the reality of it all. Who knows? We are now, how close are we, Josh?
6 minutes.
6 minutes away. Let's go ahead and pull it up.
Seven minutes away.
Pull it up. Can you overlay my dumb ass on top of that? Can they see both?
No.
It's important. We got to get better streaming software.
I can do this. Now you're in the corner.
What? Where? Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Hi! Here we go, guys. Look at this. We've got...
Countdown.
You watch Doctor Who?
No, not really.
Wonder why it's recommending Doctor Who to you.
I've been watching a lot of clips of different shows, so that's probably why.
You've been watching Doctor Who clips?
No, not Doctor Who clips, but...
Then why is that up? Why are you getting weird about it?
Oh, I'm not getting weird.
Embarrassed that you like Doctor Who? Nothing wrong with that.
No. You know what it was? I was watching Marvel's... what's that guy's name? The one that's the
magic guy. Don't act like you don't love Doctor Who.
You love Doctor Strange. That's who I was watching.
Oh, so it was he just likes...
Yeah.
Sci-fi doctors.
Yeah. I don't know. People make fun of me because my favorite Marvel character is Doctor Strange.
Here we go. We're now 5 minutes and 53 seconds away from potentially getting our brains melted as NASA reveals this fucking thing is a celestial ship. It's where we go on ketamine, and it's here. And not, there was that would be amazing if we realized this because ketamine's getting so popular. That drew it to us. This could be the thing McKenna contacted via mushrooms. But it's probably just another boring ass fucking thing that our brains got stuck to. 2 more weeks, man. 2 more weeks. It's always 2 more weeks before something cool happens. Nothing ever happens. I mean, I don't want to seem like a defeatist, but honestly.
What if you just enjoyed the anticipation?
I love being edged.
Mm-hmm.
But the anticipation is many people I've been ear beating, specifically my wife and my son, telling me she's sadly shaking her head. That's what I'm anticipating. Damn, it's like Vincent Van Gogh visits the gallery, but you can't see it. It's so brilliant, that thumbnail. Like, it asks a question. Like, is his ear intact?
Well, you don't see it on the other side.
What do you mean?
Well, because his ears kind of poke out, and you don't really see the ear on this side.
Yeah, but it's like, it could be there. It could be smashed back or something.
Why was that considered romantic then?
Now it never was.
Oh, okay.
There's never a time. Like, there was never a period in time where people were like, "Oh, he sent me an ear, mother. He must love you."
Yeah.
No, Vincent Van Gogh was manic depressive. He just went nuts and sent his fucking ear, like, cut his ear off and sent it to somebody who was probably like so sick of his shit.
You think he tried other body parts first and was like, nah, this isn't good enough?
If he did, he's even more of a psycho.
Yeah.
You mean like he cut off like a pinky or something? It's like, ugh, that's not romantic.
Yeah. I think he started with some like beard hair.
Toenails,
stuff like that. He's like, that's just, anybody can do that.
We are 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Do you have a charger I could use, Josh?
Yes.
3 minutes and 10 seconds away, friends, from what could be the beginning of the beginning or the beginning of the end. They really slept on this too, didn't they? It's kind of annoying they got to do like a build up to a live stream too. Isn't that annoying that somebody would do that? A build up?
That'd be cool if they did like a Kill Tony version and just like had all these different comments and...
What do you mean, Josh?
I'm saying Kill Tony's popular, and if they want the stream to be popular.
You're saying that NASA should start imitating Kill Tony? Yeah.
Why not?
Dude, it wouldn't surprise me. Here we go, guys. I'm going into the chat. I'm sure you guys are incredibly excited right now, as am I.
I mean, it's not too crazy to think you had what's his name, go on there and bomb and then like totally ruin him running for president.
Who?
The guy, what is it, RFK?
RFK bombed on Kill Tony?
Yeah, he was on Kill Tony a long time ago.
That's and fucking his, and he kept so going with weird. His minute.
It sounded like he was bombing because his voice does this the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, he sounds like he's like just took a bong rip.
Yeah, and his wife came out and was like, that's enough, we're good, that's enough.
His wife?
Came out on stage behind him. It was like, we're good.
Oh, we're gonna, yeah. My God. Oh, you are fucked. If like you're like, that is unprecedented bombing.
Yeah.
Got to refresh my feed here. Here we go. Wait, am I down? Or is our feed down?
No.
Just me? Sure?
Yeah, we're still up. We got 1 minute. That'd be crazy if it went down right at this point.
1 minute, gang. 1 minute to just the greatest moment in human history. And I'm so excited to be sharing this moment with you. My dear DTFH friends, like, subscribe, hopefully. Uh-oh. Here we go. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Shorter days are here, friends. And that's what I call the sad times. I don't know what it is. Whenever the season changes like this, boy, does my meat gyroscope get a little wobbly. Maybe you're like that. A lot of people are. Just something about the something's wrong. Planet, why is it doing that? Why is the sun doing that? Why can't we just stay in one spot? Well, because the planet would incinerate on whatever side was facing the sun, probably. I'm not really sure, but I'm sure it'd be terrible. We're lucky things work the way they do, but for some reason, some people get a little dismal in the holidays. You think putting lights on trees came from anything other than someone so bedraggled and bummed out? They were like, you know what? Just put some lights on a tree, man. Maybe that'll cheer me up. This is why we have Diwali, Christmas. People get bummed, and maybe some people in your life are feeling a little bummed. So it's a good time to call people and just check in. Say, hey, How you doing? Are you feeling like you've been making out with a lich too? Make you don't have to say that, but you know, you could also say, I love you, grandmother. If you're feeling bummed out and you're noticing you always get bummed out around this time each year, why not give therapy a try with BetterHelp? BetterHelp has quality therapists that work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. Even better, they will do the initial matching for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps you identify your needs and preferences, and their 12-plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. But if you're not happy with the match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from any of their tailored recommendations. This month, don't wait to reach out. Whether you're checking in on a friend or reaching out to the therapist yourself, BetterHelp makes it easier to take that first step. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Duncan. That's betterhelp.com/Duncan. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Like they're starting. There we go. Live event starts soon. Oh, they're pulling a Duncan.
Talk about science.
Here we go.
And welcome to NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. We are live today with NASA experts who are excited to share the latest images we have of the interstellar comet 3I Atlas. 3I means third interstellar, and Atlas refers to the NASA-funded Atlas Survey Telescope, which made the discovery. We are joined today
by Anna Shatria,
NASA's Associate Administrator, Nikki Fox, Associate Administrator for NASA's Science Mission Directorate.
They don't look like they
Sean
saw a mothership.
Sean Goldman, Director for the Astrophysics Division, and Tom Statler, Lead Scientist for Solar System Small Bodies in the Planetary Science Division. We'll be taking questions from the media on the phone bridge and through social media.
The phone
before
bridge.
Before we get started, let's learn more about this fascinating comet and share some images.
You mean
comet,
the phone?
Take us off.
Hi, everyone. America leads the way in space exploration. As Courtney noted, a NASA-funded telescope, the Atlas Survey Telescope in Chile, first reported observations of the comet on July 1st, 2025, to the Minor Planet Center. And NASA has been tracking and studying Comet 3I Atlas ever since. We're here today to give you the latest of what we know about Comet 3I Atlas and what we still want to know. But first, what is a comet?
Comet! See! Crazy! Overhead! M!
But to start with, I'd like to address the rumors right at the beginning. I think it's important that we talk about that. This object is a comet. It looks and behaves like a comet, and has, and all evidence points to it being a comet.
All right.
But this one came from outside the solar system.
No, keep playing. I'm joking.
Which makes it fascinating, exciting, and scientifically very important. This is only the third interstellar object like this that humanity has ever found. And a little bit more about the rumors. I think it's very important, and I'm actually very excited that a lot of the world was speculating about
Avi Loeb.
While NASA was in a period where we couldn't speak about it due to the recent government shutdown. I think it, what I took
putting
away from that
belt around his
and
neck,
watching that as we were working during the shutdown, was just how interested and how excited people were about the possibility of what this comet could be.
And we could have released the images
about what it
any
could
time.
Be, but what I think is really awesome is that folks are interested
idiots.
In this incredible finding that we observed, and that we have that came from the heavens, and what that means, what it could mean. About how magical the universe could be. It expanded people's brains to think about how magical the universe could be. And I'll tell you, here at NASA, we think that every day. And so it's really great that you were able to join us while we were, you know, not able to comment because of the shutdown constraints about what that comet is. Because we think the universe is a magical place, and we spend your treasure and we spend all of our time trying to make sure that we explore that and share it with you as much as we can. In fact,
all right.
We want
show the pics.
Very much to find signs of life in the universe. In fact, just a few months ago, we were with you and we talked about what we think might be the signal from ancient life on the surface of Mars, from our amazing machines that have been roving the planet
that's
for 30
cool.
years to look for those things. That is something that's really important for us to learn about and discover. It could be an amazing discovery if and when we can confirm that. But 3i Atlas.
And you guys didn't give a shit about that.
So my colleagues, the science mission director,
one of the greatest discoveries ever. You guys.
But just to give you a peek, here's one of the images from the closest physical instrument we had to the comet.
That's it.
The high-rise instrument on our Mars reconnaissance orbiter, taken on October 2nd as the comet sailed by at a distance of 19 million miles from the instrument. You can see that Comet 3i Atlas looks like a fuzzy white ball. That ball is a cloud of dust and ice called the coma, which is shed by the comet as it continues its trajectory towards the sun. I'll leave it to my esteemed colleagues to share further details.
That's what we got!
To introduce you to the head photo. Of NASA Science, Nikki Fox.
Thank you so much. It is such a rare opportunity for us to be able to observe this interstellar comet.
They did a countdown for this!
Given this, this really, really exciting opportunity.
It looks like someone shined a flashlight into a fogged up car.
Comets are tiny cosmic snowballs. And by studying them, we can learn about the environment from, you know, basically where they formed, where they came from. This one came from a different environment from our own, and so we're already starting to see some really interesting differences to comets from our own solar system.
Okay, the anomalies.
3i Atlas, as you heard, is the third known interstellar object to pass through our solar system, the first one being identified in 2017.
Look, they're already doing it. See, it's just a comet. Objects have God, we're gonna... predicted.
We are just beginning.
It's a great loss for many of us.
Technologies with our network of Earth-based telescopes, which are designed to find small, fast-moving objects in space. The NASA-funded Atlas Survey Telescope, which made the discovery, is part of NASA's Planetary Defense Network. Our telescopes are always watching the skies to keep us safe, and in doing so, they occasionally make major scientifically interesting discoveries, just like this one. Right away, of course, NASA's Planetary Defense Coordination Office established, they studied it, established that 3i Atlas is not a danger to Earth. In fact, it's at least twice as far away as the distance between the Earth and our Sun. On October 30th, the comet itself reached the closest it will ever be to the Sun when it crossed just inside Mars's orbit, which is why the image that Amit just showed, he noted it was the closest instrument physically to the comet, because the comet was right inside the orbit of Mars. Earth was on the opposite side of the Sun, which is about as far away as our planet can possibly be from Mars. It's been clear from the moment of discovery that the comet was going to pass on the opposite side of the Sun from where the Earth is. However, it was also clear that its positioning behind the Sun was going to make observations from Earth very, very difficult. And that is why we are so happy to have our incredible fleet of NASA science spacecraft.
Please tell me it's not just that white image.
And boy, were they ready.
It can't just be that.
Event.
That was the best one.
NASA's science
is that what they said?
On board our missions have provided the United States the unique capability to observe 3i Atlas almost the entire time it passes through our celestial neighborhood. Everything NASA science does is interconnected, and nearly 20 mission teams have been
working
together to really rise to this challenge. 20 mission teams, by the way, and counting. Everything we're learning about the comet is possible because of the distribution of all of the different instruments on our spacecraft with different capabilities.
Kind of looks like you're on the TV in the background.
For some of them, we've even pushed instruments beyond their normal capabilities, beyond the things that they were designed to achieve to allow us to capture this amazing glimpse at this interstellar traveler. In other words, we can study this comet so well because we have many different assets in different locations, observing things in different wavelengths, in different ways.
This is a problem.
Different instruments.
Scientists,
each set of
they need
observations
an intermediary.
Providing a different lens for understanding objects
in the sky. Or is
that the
idea? Just
people. NASA science team has kept watch on 3i Atlas for nearly its entire journey through the solar system for the first time ever. So I'll just quickly go through the timeline of which
God
NASA spacecraft have observed the comet thus far.
Do you guys want to keep watching this shit?
There will be more opportunities to observe this comet as it continues its journey through the solar system, passing the orbit of Jupiter in spring of 2026.
No. Next. So the
NASA All right, cut it off.
Turn
her off! Turn it off! God damn it.
But did you enjoy the anticipation, though?
Don't ever say that to me. You know, man, I don't know why. It's not their fault. But it's the same thing with like the UFO hearings. I don't know why that method of dispensing information fills me with such disdain. It shouldn't, but it does. It really is the most annoying thing. Like, you know, I don't know if it's like just like, you know, disappointment. Would have been fucking cool if those people sitting there hadn't been like, you know, fine. If like they were smoking cigarettes. Then you know you're fucked. If they're like smoking cigarettes, one of them's listening to headphones. But it, you know what, Mr. Watson? I think you got a great point. Today we learned that NASA has a fucking phone bridge. and I have more questions about the phone bridge than I have about the comet. What the fuck is a phone bridge? Like, someone wrote that. They're like, you can't just say phone or NASA. Like, it's got to sound like way more futuristic than we'll take questions from journalists on the phone. So they had to add bridge to it. And then, you know, my paranoid ass, just that alone is a red flag, isn't it? Like, if you're at dinner with somebody and their phone rings, they're like, oh, hold on, important call on my phone bridge. you're gonna have a lot of questions and you're gonna feel like something's wrong with them. So why did they say phone bridge? Someone needs to look into this. The font is weird for wherever they are. And where are they? Why are they in that weird little room? Why? You know, it's probably just me. It's not their fault. These are scientists. They didn't want to be in the spotlight. They want to look through telescopes and do equations. They don't need stoners.
We can share this information with the world, including...
Still, just show the fucking shit. Why not show it and then follow it up with the condescending stuff? Play it again. I want to get angry again.
Science community and our partners across the planet that often have ground-based assets or other space-based assets so that they can conduct additional observations with their telescopes. In this case, our astrophysics missions came together to take advantage of this rare opportunity to study this comet that came to us from outside the solar system.
Oh, God, it's annoying.
Flagship space telescopes to smaller missions like TESS and SWIFT, they all have, as Nikki said, different complementary capabilities.
I feel bad for them. You know what it is? They need funding.
They do things that even
they feel like they're going to get defunded. So they got to like pat themselves on the back and talk about how important they are. Everybody knows they're important. That's all. They're not, this is the thing. Like these are not, they're not meant to be dispensing information. They don't understand. I should be, they should have given it to me. Should be my job, ambassador to NASA. Because if I had to rewrite that thing, I'm like, dude, show the fucking pictures, laugh at the stoners, maybe show a fake picture at first, and then be like, just kidding, it's just a fucking space rock, you dumbasses. We think we might have found proof there was life on Mars, you fucking assholes. But just because a comet acts sort of weird, that's all you guys care about. Clayton, you didn't miss anything. Clayton Roberts, I'll tell you exactly what they said. They said, blah, 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 we're nerds. We're nerds. They described what a comet was. They talked about how they've been tracking it the whole time. They talked about the government shutdown made it so they couldn't talk about the comet. It wasn't a conspiracy. And then they showed a white dot that it looked like someone was shining a flashlight in like a fogged up window. That's what we got. Pretty much the very, like, if somebody wrote the worst script designed to it. Antagonize, disappoint, and frustrate stoners. That's what this is. Go back to it. Let's just watch.
I just want to say before I knew this was going to happen.
Shut up, man.
No,
dare you say that?
That's why I wore my NASA shirt today.
Ah, there you go. I'm going to put on my space jacket anyway.
I knew this was going to happen.
There's still aliens. God damn it.
What's the ratio of carbon dioxide to water? And we now know that. We know it's larger than what we'd usually see in solar system objects.
All right.
But there's a lot of natural explanations for that. For one, the carbon dioxide is going to kind of bake off that comet earlier on when it's far away. But there's other well-understood processes that could also explain it. I'll just to put this in context.
Wait a minute.
There are, every time we look beyond our solar system and we look at the ratios of carbon dioxide to water, we see, whether it's a star or a planet, different ratios than we see in the solar system, and that's true for this comet as well. So it could mean, and this is the last theory of why those ratios could be different, that these ices could have been exposed to higher levels of radiation than comets in our own system.
It's a mystery.
Or, as I said before, it could be that the comet just formed from a region where carbon dioxide ice was particularly abundant and different from our solar system. Other missions like our Swift spacecraft, which studies X-rays and gamma rays, have also observed the comet. Teams even looked back through data from our TESS mission, which was designed to look at exoplanets, and found observations of the comet as early as May. That information is helping us understand the comet's history.
We'll take a break. Pull up the moon landing footage. Got to remember, these are the same people that did showed us this. Show the moon landing. Just a break. We'll cut back to it. Here we go.
2-1-0.
Show him running.
The lamb footbeds are only.
Show him running on the moon. Skip ahead a little bit. There you go. There, the buggy. Show the buggy.
I believe it, Charlie. It's ready, John. Okay, let's go. Would you, Charlie? You got all your steering. It's great.
Totally real. Totally real. Yep.
Be hopping along. One.
Show him hopping again. And then show this thing take off.
Hippity hopping over hill and dale.
Why would you think that's not real? Why would anyone question that?
We went to another place and said, hippity hop.
Show the show the rocket takeoff. Go to the very end.
Two.
A little further back. Watch.
Houston. Right away, Houston. Vector good. Good morning, flight. That's your honest. Looks good,
flight. Okay, go back to the press conference. Go back to the press conference, please.
I didn't know it just floated up like that. Mm. I thought there was like...
That's how it works. That's how it works. What? Not a lot of gravity. Just went right up.
It'd be possible with our assets. I can't emphasize enough now how, thanks to the cooperation of so many mission teams, we will be accumulating a wealth of data on this comet that the science community will be digging into for years. Now, let's go back to...
Do not stare into the Necronomicon.
And I can show you a sampling of the images collected by our different mission teams.
Here we go, guys. This is it.
The context, you're going to see a comet. That's a small body with a coma around it, basically a fuzzy blob. Now remember, space is big. Nothing.
Oh, it is. Thank you. Guys, remember, space is bigger than your apartment.
It's a little bit as if our NASA spacecraft were at a baseball game, watching the game from different places.
They think we're just idiots.
Everybody's got a camera, and they're trying to get a picture of the ball. And nobody has a perfect view, and everybody has a different camera. Now, let's return to September and see the first images from the Psyche spacecraft. NASA's Psyche mission acquired 4 broadband black and white images of the comet over the course of 8 hours on September 8th and 9th, 2025. The comet was about 33 million miles from the spacecraft at that time. And you can see in the image the large frame where the comet was seen at different times. Down in the bottom left is a blow-up, a stack, in addition, of all of those observations. The Psyche spacecraft is on its way to an asteroid in the main asteroid belt that's also named Psyche. And these images were the first captured from this perspective. Now, if you think in that lower left you're not seeing very much, just wait a minute, you'll see more.
Great.
Now, the following week in September, great, the Lucy spacecraft observed the comet from the opposite direction. So let's take a look at the Lucy image. This is another broadband black and white image made by adding up a series of individual exposures that were taken on September 16th. Lucy is on its way to study asteroids that shared Jupiter's orbit around the sun, called the Trojan asteroids. Lucy was 240.
Look at him three. Look at the chat, the NASA chat. Liars, misspelled. He copy and paste.
Caught the comet.
Everyone's so pissed.
Coma, the fuzzy halo of gas and dust surrounding.
I hope they can't see the chat.
And its tail, a smudge extending to the right of the comet. If you were the Lucy spacecraft looking at the comet from this angle, the sun would be a little bit.
Show that moon thing again.
And so the comet.
Is there a way to show the moon thing and keep the audio for this going? There's no way to do that. Show the moon thing.
Solar system comets.
Maybe just show that.
For scale, this image spans about one third the width of the full moon as you'd see it on the sky. Of course, at the distance of the comet, that's a much, much larger region of space than the moon. Now, this looks a little different from the Psyche image. Part of that is because the cameras are different, and part is
just
because
jumped him dancing on the moon.
Decided to show their images. But also, it's because we're seeing the comet from different directions. Seeing a comet's coma in different lighting geometries with the sun coming from different directions is one of the key ways to learn about the physical properties of the dust that's been launched off its surface.
Hippity-hoppity.
And I want to emphasize that you do not get these views unless you have spacecraft farther from the sun than the comet is so that you can see it backlit. We could not get this.
Bye-bye!
People writing on the comments are like, so they just left the cameraman?
Or? The data from Lucy,
play it
Psyche,
again, go back, yeah. They're like, fuck you, Stanley Kubrick.
To better understand both the three-dimensional structure of the comet and the nature of the dust. It's a rare opportunity
and
to
we're off.
Ancient dust from a distant solar system to that.
It's like Charlie
around.
And the Chocolate Factory when
now
they go up in that thing.
The
you could never do that
from
again.
The MAVEN spacecraft.
That's why we haven't done it. You could only do that
once. At the beginning of October, 3i Atlas passed within 20 million miles of Mars, which gave our Mars spacecraft an opportunity for a close-up. And earlier you saw the image that Ahmed shared from our Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. MAVEN is another Mars orbiter that has been studying the Martian atmosphere since 2014. Now, this picture is not a direct picture of the comet itself, it's a spectrum. You're seeing the science wiggles.
Oh, the science wiggles! You dumb piece of shit! Those are science wigglers! You dumbass! You stupid fuck! It's a wiggle!
Can you imagine saying that as a professor? And here you can see the science wiggles.
There's science wiggles. And come over later, I'll give you some science tickles.
Indicating that's coming
it's a wiggle!
Hydrogen gas in interplanetary space. And on the left, that blob is the signature of hydrogen gas coming from comet 3i Atlas. It's a little blob rather than
interplanetary hydrogen
because the comet is
Mars
a small
hydrogen.
Object in the sky relative to great big gigantic Mars and interstellar space that fills the entire field of the instrument. That definitely tells us, first of all, that the comet is there. If there were no comet, there would be
you wouldn't
no
see anything.
Little blob on the left side of the image. But it's also telling us it's one of the many ways that we're able to discern the chemical composition of 3i Atlas. And in this particular example, it's showing us
it's not its fault. No one should be mad at them. They're just scientists. But it's
now,
so infuriating.
MAVEN's observations, combined with the earlier observations by Swift and Webb that Sean spoke about, will help determine the water production rate, how much water vapor is released from the comet when the comet is warmed by the sun, which provides insight
all
into
right.
the formation
shut
of the
it off.
And its journey through our galaxy.
Ugh. Why is it just me? Guys, like, why is that? I'm not, obviously, we'd love it to be UFO. But there's something else that just feels so annoying about the way that they download information to us. I think they want to figure it out. Like, is it just that scientists and they don't, they sort of gave up developing some kind of like personality that anybody would want to, like that would work. I'm not trying to be a dick.
If you want to be a serious scientist, you need to put yourself into a box and not go outside that box. That's why.
What do you mean?
Things that, like aliens, you can't, that's not even something you can go and even talk about. You, that does not exist.
Oh, yeah, right. I know.
You know, keep in that box. Do not go beyond that.
Well, I mean, what I gathered, I've learned some new things from this, from what NASA showed us. Number one, space is big. I didn't realize that. I thought, you know, you look up and you're like, yeah, it seems like, you know, medium. But now we know space is big, so I appreciate that. We now know there's something called science wiggles. That's good to know. And yeah, they don't know exactly. I guess they're confused. And we also know that we don't have the kind of telescopes I thought we fucking had. For some reason, I thought we had way better shit. Like, I don't know why I thought that. I thought we were going to actually see the damn thing, but we don't. And that's my fault. That's not their fault. They've got garbage up there. They've got fucking old iPhones or something strapped to a fucking tin can. Those pictures suck. Go back and play it some more. Let's get mad. We'll get out of here. This episode of the DTFH has been brought to you by StoryWorth. You know, I feel so lucky that I am a podcaster and recorded a podcast or a few podcasts with my mom before she died. That's a heavy way to start something like this, and StoryWorth didn't tell me to do that, but now I have this permanent record of conversations with her that I could play for my kids, maybe even my grandkids one day. If you're really looking for like a really special gift for somebody in your family or your life, I recommend StoryWorth memoirs for your loved ones this holiday season. It might sound intimidating, but it's easy. They'll love it. It's a gift they won't see coming. Something that makes them feel truly special. And it turns out it's a gift for you too. Each week, StoryWorth emails a loved one a memory-provoking question that you get to choose. Questions like, what were your favorite toys as a child? Or what are you most proud of? I'm telling you, man, it's good to have these things. Sure, like right now, that might not be your top interest in the world. But eventually, you can't ask them the questions anymore. And it's nice to have something like that. It's a really genius idea. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. They can either write a story over email or record it over the phone for StoryWorth to transcribe. It's so easy with no apps or passwords required. It's perfect for even your least tech-savvy relatives. After a year, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Photos are printed in vibrant color. It's a treasure your loved ones and you will be able to share and revisit for generations. What's great about StoryWorth is that even though they've been around for years, they're still innovating. This year, they added a bunch of new features to make storytelling even easier with personalized questions and Magic Editor. Meanwhile, their magic layout and new book designs make finished books and especially photos look even more beautiful. Plus, they've just rolled out Spanish language support. One thing's for sure, customers love StoryWorth. They've printed over 1 million books and preserved 35 million family stories since their founding 13 years ago. They have over 48,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Wirecutter, The Strategist, CNN, Fox News, and more agree. StoryWorth is the perfect gift for people you love the most. Give your loved ones a unique keepsake you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth Memoirs. Right now, save $10 or more during their holiday sale when you go to StoryWorth.com/Duncan. That's StoryWorth.com/Duncan to save $10 or more on your order. Thank you, StoryWorth. They're not still showing that.
From a Mars reconnaissance orbiter.
No, fast forward.
MAVEN is another Mars orbiter that has been studying the Martian. Comet 3 IM.
all for your opening remarks. We'll go ahead and start the question and answer portion.
And the other weird
event.
Thing is the font behind her.
To our media on the phone bridge to press star
Never
one
use
to
that
enter
font.
The queue and ask your questions. We'll take our first question from the phone bridge from Marcia Dunn with
phone
the
bridge.
Associated Press.
Yes, hi. Based on your latest observations, what more can you tell us about the potential shape of the comet? Can you
shut up, Piggy?
Any more?
It would be the best.
How small it might be, origin, all that sort of thing. Thank you.
Thanks for that question. There's a lot of territory to cover there, so let's see what I can do. The size of the nucleus still has yet to be pinned down. The best data are still from the Hubble observations that Sean was talking about. So we're still right now in that range of somewhere in the vicinity of a couple of thousand feet to a couple of miles diameter, but we'll get what? Better on that one.
Essentially 50,000 cheese pizzas, to put it in a way you might understand.
We're not resolving it in our observations.
2,000 feet to a couple miles is a big difference.
Especially it's obscured by the reflected sunlight off of the dust in the inner part of the coma. But what observers from the ground have been able to do is observe the brightness of the center of the comet over time to see if there's a modulation of that brightness that would be in
all right, I can't do it again. We can't go back
and
to
it's
this.
It's very difficult to discern.
Oh, my God, you guys. Well, I would love to call them, but, like, for some reason I feel compassion for them, and I don't want to. I mean, there's a other part of me that's like, come on, man. Like something about all of it feels designed to infuriate. I don't know why. The whole thing, the aesthetic, the mood of the place, they're all kind of clumped together in some weird little room. There's no one else there. The press has to call. They couldn't have the press there. I'm not trying to get conspiratorial. One of the dudes talking about it seems like he's like mid-transforming into a reptilian.
The guy's poor eye.
It's like he couldn't afford the most expensive human projection mask, and it's good enough. And then, yeah, it's like, it's Nick is saying it looked like poor production, strange, like low quality stuff. It's like I'm just realizing like, oh, we overestimate NASA in a lot of ways. Like I for some reason I thought that these images would be like more detailed. They wouldn't be these like pixelated things. And then on top of that, they called it a phone bridge. And then on top of that, it seems like they're filming from like, I don't know, like the Delta Sky Lounge. Like it all is just weird. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it was a cover up, Mike. I just think it's like they're scientists. They don't know all the way what it is. I don't know how they could know much about it because the pictures suck. Like, you just want to see it. You know? That's what a baby I am. I don't want to see your stupid hydrogen grid. I don't want to see your science wiggles. Just show me the fucking thing. Just show me some dumbass, boring rock. But until you do that, people like us, we're just always going to feel, like, bummed. They're nerds, Mixedup says. It's true. Bonk to the dome. I wore this for the revelation of the great mothership. Not for like what looks like somebody took a picture of a fucking snowflake or a sucks so bad.
Well, while they were doing that, their competitor, Elon Musk, was at the Saudi Investment Forum doing a speech, a talk with Jensen Huang.
About what?
About AI in space. Is it possible? Elon says, yes, if civilization continues, which it probably will, then AI in space is inevitable.
Great. More shit we don't care about. I guess, friends, the bottom line is this. We just have to go back to the sage words of Terrence McKenna, who said that he always thought it was funny that underneath, I think it's called the Arecibo Radio Telescope, that SETI uses to scan the skies for some signal of alien intelligence growing underneath that radio telescope are mushrooms, and that anyone could just eat the mushrooms and have some kind of communication with something outside of time space. And maybe that's why it's so frustrating. It's because, you know, these people, and we need people like that. God knows we need people like that to enjoy the shit that we have. Thank God there's people like that, boring, focused on just data. Because if not for them, we wouldn't be able to bitch and moan about them. They've given us all the stuff. Yeah, they're boring. They suck. But maybe what's frustrating about them is they only look at things through this sort of materialist, secularist lens, because that's what we can get data on. People like us, we've all had some sense there's something else going on. Something more than just kind of a stoned intuition. And you just want things to be a little bit more magical than that. Why even call it a foam bridge? You know, like, you could have called it the Zexor portal. You know, anything would have been better than what we just witnessed. And yeah, meanwhile, like, the dude who's going to get us to Mars is talking about putting ChatGPT in space.
And he's getting rid of poverty, too, with the AI robots, he says.
How? I would love to know how that's going to work.
He says poverty is an engineering problem and that the AI robots will help eliminate poverty.
The AI robots will go to all the families that can't afford Thanksgiving turkeys and give them money. That would be amazing. His drones could fly around and give healthy lunches to kids in school. We need everybody, guys. Everyone's doing their best. Who the fuck knows? Morph says Amazon just announced a new Stargate series, not a remake. That's nice. That'll be good. Bonk to the Dome is saying the real magic is in the early 2000s MLB steroids dealer. For real. I don't know. That's hilarious. But we can't be dismayed, friends. Honestly, it's my fault for looking to NASA to confirm my sense that we exist in a universe filled with all forms of life. That's stupid of me. Cut to the moon landing footage again as I wrap this very disappointing podcast up.
I have another question if you want.
What?
There's another question.
Oh, sure. Let's hear one more question.
This is Bill Harwood again. Can you hear me?
We have you loud and clear.
Okay, thanks. Sorry about that. You know, Amit mentioned the rumors that were, you know, kind of scurrying around about this thing in the weeks leading up to this briefing today. I have two questions for anybody who would care to answer. One is, did any of you seriously, did you take seriously the proposition from some that this could be an alien spacecraft?
No photos.
I doubt you did, but I'm asking the question anyway. And number two, is there any evidence you see in any of the data you have that would fit an explanation like that? Or as far as you're concerned, does
look
all
their faces.
Data say conclusively
yeah.
that this is simply a comet that happened?
Look at that.
Thanks.
Look at him
so
looking at them.
I'll
no
take
one say
that
shit.
One, Dylan, thanks for the question. We love all of the different science and all of the different kind of hypotheses into what these things can be. You know, when you start seeing something, you just got a point. You know, it's natural to wonder what it is. And we actually love, as Amit said, we love that the world wondered along with us. And that's such a cool thing.
We have
thing.
Feelings.
She's talking to you,
we
Duncan.
We certainly were able, because of the measurements that Sean described from the astrophysics telescopes that immediately turned on this object once we found it. And even, you know, I was interested. I just learned that we'd actually gone back and actually seen it before we even found it.
It's so such a long way to answer the question.
But, you know, we were very quickly able to look for sort of, you know,
The easiest thing to do, I'll put it in a different way, is if you understand comets pretty well and you understand asteroids pretty well, you kind of know the signatures that you're looking for, and so you can sort of look for those quickly and tick them off and say, yep, it really does behave like a comet. The interesting thing that, you know, Tom, I know if I throw this to him in a second, he's going to geek out about it. But the really cool thing about this is the differences, because it comes from somewhere else. And that's why we're so excited about it. It's only the third time that we've been able to identify.
It's OK. And track this is a long, coming from outside our unnecessarily long answer to that question. Occur,
and now, of course, we know better how to look for them. And we now have this amazing Atlas Array. You know, we're expecting we'll find a lot more of them.
Wait, pause it for one second.
We were quick to be able to
ask me if was there any moment where you guys thought it was something other than a comet?
Was there any moment that you thought that it was maybe a spacecraft or something other than a comet?
Well, you see, well, Josh, you know, the world, the universe, trees and life and the sky. Who hasn't looked up at the sky and wondered? Are we alone, or we want magic? There's magic in NASA. We do see that as a magical question, and in the question, you know, there's things that you are magical in the question itself, and that's the kind of question that leads to magic. And we have devices, and yeah, they were advanced enough for us to determine. You know, there's behaviors in it that seem comet-like, but remember, Josh, this came from somewhere far away, and so that's what makes it magical in that sense. But we did look at readings, and we were able to see comet-like behaviors in it that, in their own way, one could argue, are magic in the sense that everything is magic. I mean, who hasn't wanted to be invited to Hogwarts, you know? And the thing is, though we do have the technology to sort of be able to tell, you know, the materials that might be on the comet and such like that. I mean, the best way to think of it, I guess, is, you know, when you take a picture with your phone at a nice dinner that you're at with your wife or girlfriend, and the lighting isn't just exactly right, so you didn't get a picture of the Chardonnay your wife was drinking, sort of thing. And yeah, we do have billions of dollars of telescopes and such out there in that big old, it's big, by the way, space. But yeah, we, you know, couldn't really get a picture of it, is the thing. And it's, yeah, so I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. You really soothed my curiosity.
So annoying. It's so annoying. It's bigger than your apartment, guys. At least we know that. Space is bigger than your apartment. NASA, all the funding, the money we've been giving them, it's worth it. They got a phone bridge, finally. And yeah, the world's still magical, even though, you know, we don't know what the fuck that thing is. Seems to be the synopsis of this incredibly, excruciatingly boring press conference. And I guess she's like the disappointer. Like, they threw it to her. She's got painted fingernails. She seems cool. She's kind of the, tell them it's magic. Just talk about how you want there to be magic. And then just say some bullshit, Kathy. Play, scoot up ahead. I can't resist, man. I'm a glutton for punishment here. This guy.
The objects.
And we have another question from social media from Astro Nomeum. They ask, what makes Comet 3I Atlas so different and intriguing compared to the other interstellar comets?
Tom, you want to take that?
The other interstellar objects. We say interstellar objects because not all of them were comets. So the first one.
When I was at Miscatonic University, I didn't listen to the warning of my professor and decided to open a book,
like an
a grimoire, the Necronomicon.
A little
bit
like
3I Atlas. It fucked up my eye and my
teeth. Interesting asteroid, in some ways different from the asteroids we're accustomed to seeing in our solar system. For one thing, it was seemed to be very, very elongated. And
what the fuck? Play that again. Why is he doing that? What? Wait, what just happened? Why is he doing that?
Atlas, a very interesting asteroid, in some ways different from the asteroids we're accustomed to seeing.
Why is he? Look at the body language.
It was seemed to be very, very.
Hold on, I don't.
Okay, only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line, but first, there, the last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
I am grateful to the work of these scientists. But you know, there are these things that you can get that you shove them in your ass and someone you're dating can make them vibrate at like different times, I've heard. So go back and just do the play that squirm again. Did like somebody just start vibrating that thing? And it's, look, it's just weird. Why did he get all cozy?
You say interstellar objects because not all of them were comets. So the first one was discovered in 2017. That was 1I Oumuamua that behaved very much like an asteroid. Again, a little bit like 3I Atlas, a very interesting asteroid in some ways.
I tried eating gravel once.
To seeing in our solar system.
There's a part.
Thing, it was, seemed to be very, very elongated. and while it was inactive, it seemed to be an inert, mostly rocky object. It did show indirect indications that it was evaporating gases in some way. It
wasn't. Is he an alien?
Long enough for us to get really, really comprehensive long-duration observations and understand exactly what it was doing. It was the very first one. We saw it for a short time when it was on its way out.
I'm not going to keep torturing you guys with this disappointing press conference. You could still watch it. Just go to NASA's YouTube channel if you want to, if you just, for some reason, want to plunge your life into an abyss of boredom and darkness. You could go there. But for those of you just joining us, thank you for being here. Clearly, exactly what I imagined it would be, and somehow even more disappointing. I don't know how they turned something that was already sort of disappointing into something like. The feeling I have is like, I don't know, the same feeling I used to get in traffic in LA. It's like just a kind of frustrated, like, it's definitely some kind of cock block or something like that. All right. Of course, as we wrap up the stream, someone has to be micked up, has to say that's the kind of guy that can't whistle. Self-ban. I'm not even going to be here for 5 minutes, but I can whistle. So, you know, the difference between me and NASA is that I tell the whole truth. And so in response to the ongoing rumor that I can't whistle, I just want to say this. I think whistling is magical, and it's a beautiful thing. I love the sound of a whistle. I love being on an elevator and someone's whistling, or someone in a hallway, walking down the hallway in my hotel room when I'm asleep at 5 a.m. I love being woken up by a nice, zesty whistle. I love all forms of whistle. I love the dog whistle even. I love whistles, and I can whistle. Of course I can. Of course I can. And the reality of it is, like, if you want, guys, I will show you sonograms of my whistle. If you want to see that, I'll send one to Josh right now. Like, I can definitely whistle. Check it out. Not sonograms, that's for babies. I didn't mean that. I know, I knew that was for babies. I meant to say that. I'm going to send you, all right, here you go. Josh, just pull this up on the screen as we wrap it up for people who are saying I can't whistle. Here you go. Guys, what I'm going to show you is an audio analysis of my whistle. And so hopefully this will put any kind of rumors to rest that I can't whistle. Pull that up. Josh, if you could.
Oh,
no, that's just 1 second. We're getting it. Josh is working through the phone bridge right now. He's going to download an image of my whistle on the foam bridge so you guys could see this. Yeah, so there's my whistle. And what you're seeing there, so for those of you who don't know anything because you're big, dumb pieces of shit, sound, it produces waves, which is why we call them sound waves. And you can measure these waves. And what you're seeing here is a measurement of me whistling. And so as you could see, those spaces in each of the waveforms, are those are moments as I was pausing in between the whistle. Any
science wiggles?
And those are science wiggles, for sure. Thanks for pointing that out, Josh. You'll notice the kind of blue there. And I know most of you dumb sacks of shit are thinking of the Smurfs or the Smurfs movie. I just want you to know that's not a Smurf. That is an analysis of my whistle. You could see there, it's really quite beautiful if you look at that, just how incredible the detail of my whistle is. It's amazing. And this was actually recorded last spring when I was particularly happy. Of course, I have been documenting every one of my whistles. And so there you go. Hopefully that will put any of the rumors to rest, to bed, whatever you want to say, that I can't whistle. There is the evidence. It's obvious that I can whistle. So thank you guys so much for tuning into the DTFH. If you happen to live in Tampa, my last weekend of the year is hopefully not of my life, but of the last stand-up weekend of the year is happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Side Splitters in Tampa, Florida. After that, I'm taking a break because there's about to be another trussle on this planet. God go with you into the night, my sweet children. Love each other. Love yourselves. Don't let the Warlocks Guild frustrate you. I'm sure that thing was a fucking mothership. It came to me in a dream. I'll see you guys next week. We're dark, but I'll see you week after next. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you.
Okay. Only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first, there, the last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.